Welcome to Reflection Time, the program that looks at world events and everyday issues through the eyes of the scriptures, and as well shares with you some inspirational music. Welcome to Reflection Time. We're glad that you've tuned in and joined us for the program today. On our program, we're going to break from our regular format. We're not going to have the Lifeline Health production or the Amazing Fact, but we will have, in the second half hour, our usual pre-recorded program for you to tune into. In the first half hour, though, we have a special guest in the studio, and we're going to spend this week and next week in conversation with him. Our guest is Bruce Moss. He's been in the studio on a couple of occasions with us in the past, and it's been about a year or so since he's joined us in the program, and he's been busy, hard at work since then. So, Bruce, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Paul. It's good to be here again.
In talking with you, like I've mentioned earlier, you've done a lot of work between last year when you're here in the studio and this year. I believe last time you were in, you had just finished your second CD. This time, you've got your third completed, and I believe you're working on your fourth already, are you not?
This is my fourth here.
This is your fourth.
Yeah, I'm working on my fifth, actually.
Well, you have been hard at work.
Yeah. Praise God.
And the Lord's been blessing you with music that you've been able to put not only to music, but the lyrics as well.
Amen. Yeah.
So maybe you want to tell us a little bit about what's sort of taking place in your life since you've been here in the studio last.
Well, I've gone into a full-time music ministry since I saw you last. I'm still in the same locale that I was in Portugal Cove. I still have my home studio there, and that's where I do all my work, my writing and my recording. And I've set up a website since I saw you last, and I'm excited about that. If you go to my website, you'll see most of the lyrics to the songs that I've written. To date, I've got 23 songs that I've uploaded that you can listen to also on the website. And through the internet, I've been able to minister all around the world through my music, and praise God for that.
You've been generating a lot of interest from several places around the world because of the music?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've sent CDs all over the world.
Really?
India, Africa, New Zealand, Australia, throughout the United States. And
So your latest CD is Take Me to Calvary. What was the, I guess, the biggest drive behind that one? What was the biggest inspiration or prompted you with not only the title but the type of music that you've put onto the CD?
Take Me to Calvary, the theme of that this CD is basically reflecting on the crucifixion of Jesus and what Jesus willingly went through for me and you and for all those who are listening. Calvary, the cross, you know, is a pivotal point in you know, our salvation, right? And I wanted to reflect on that, and in doing so, reading the Word of God and praying about what He would have me do and say, This theme began to, you know, take shape in my writing. Mm.
So the second song on the CD is Take Me to Calvary. We're just going to listen to that one right now, Bruce.
Okay. Take me to Calvary. I want to go to where Jesus was crucified. to save my soul. Thank you, Father. Take me to Calvary. Show me the way that leads to forgiveness and mercy, I pray. Take me to Calvary. I want to see where the blood of my Savior was shed for me. Take me to Calvary. Whenever I'm lost, I'll find my way back home again at the foot of the cross. I am a sinner, Lord, in need of my Savior. There is no righteousness or goodness in me. There is no other name I know in which I can find favor, for no one but Jesus Christ can sanctify me. Take me to Calvary. Show me that tree on which Jesus was lifted up for all I could see. Show me that crown of thorns that cut like a knife. Show me his nail-pierced hands and feet, and show me his stripes. I am a sinner, Lord, in need of my Savior. There is no righteousness or goodness in me. There is no other name I know in which I can find favor, for no one but Jesus Christ can sanctify me. Take me to Calvary. I want to see where Jesus was laid to rest when he died for me. Take me to Calvary, to that dark empty tomb, for I know he's risen and he'll be calling me soon. I am a sinner, Lord, in need of my Savior. There is no righteousness or goodness in me. There is no other name I know in which I can find favor, for no one but Jesus Christ can sanctify me. For no one but Jesus Christ can sanctify me. Take me to Calvary. Show me the cross.
Bruce, that was a thought-provoking song. It was certainly makes you think. It's deep. I remember reading a quote saying it would do us well to spend an hour a day thinking what Christ did for us at Calvary.
Absolutely.
And that song takes me there.
Yeah, praise God.
It's one thing to read it in the scriptures, and there's so much we get from the scriptures. Mm-hmm. But that song sort of takes me into mm-hmm. it.
And when you realize that Jesus knew exactly what he would have to go through,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a surprise for him.
Yeah.
He knew, but he was willing to do that.
Yeah. And when you say he knew, he knew the torment, the torture he'd go through. You know, he knew that death stood before him. But I think the one thing that broke his heart immensely was that separation from his Father.
Absolutely, because that's what sin does.
Yeah, it separates us from him.
Absolutely, yeah.
And he had never experienced that separation before. He didn't know what that felt like until that moment, until that, the Garden of Gethsemane.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the tracks that you have on the CD, it was sort of a voiceover of his experience on the cross, the agony, mm-hmm. knowing that he'd be separated from the Father, and from his perspective, not seeing through the tomb, knowing that, this is very likely a one-way trip for me. I'll die so that others might live.
He gave it all.
Yeah.
Put everything on the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Willingly.
Mm-hmm. That one might be saved.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that gift is available to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What a love, eh?
Yeah. We could spend the whole day thinking on it and talking on it and reading on it. But, for eternity, it'll take us for eternity to start to grasp the depths of what he did for us.
And his Father permitted him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because he went willingly, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I find the songs that you've got on the CD, Bruce, they each one in its own way is a sermon. Your music is like that in general, not just this CD, but the other CDs that you've put out. Each one is a sermon, in itself.
Yeah, I've been told that by several people, and yeah. Praise God.
Yeah, and also I find particularly on this CD, your songs seem to follow like a logical sequential order. In the sense, it takes, it's like Calvary, the next song is He Is Written, the next song is Dealing with the Sanctuary. Generally, the songs seem to have that format on the CD.
Yeah, I've tried to keep it in some kind of order, mm-hmm. Take Me to Calvary, You Go There, and it's to this day, there are a lot of people that go over to, to the Holy Lands and they say it's an awesome experience. I've never been there, but I'd like to go. It Is Finished, which is a prelude into He Is Risen, is a dark piece on this CD, but it's written about what Christ actually went through on the cross. But but the next piece, He Is Risen, is the good news.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Paul, to this day and age, we either see Jesus as a little helpless baby in a manger
mm-hmm.
around the 25th of December, or we see him as a dead,
on the cross.
On the cross.
Mm-hmm.
But he's neither,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He is now our King, our Savior, and he's seated at the right hand of his Father in heaven, and he has risen,
mm-hmm.
and he is coming back.
Let's listen to that song now, Bruce.
Sure.
He's written.
The light of the world had come, but darkness prevailed. When God gave his only Son to be scourged and impaled, the day Christ was crucified, all hope was lost. disciples stood mystified at the cross. The one who the Father chose, Jesus the Lamb, would be born in a stable in Bethlehem. To ransom Israel from the wages of sin, and to give his life for all, then rise again. He is risen, the Lamb of God, has overcome the grave. He has conquered death and made a way for all men to be saved. He is risen, and now he sits upon his Father's throne, the angel came and rolled away the stone. Conceived in a virgin's womb, to suffer and die, to be laid in a virgin tomb, oh Adonai, to be scorned and ridiculed by an ungodly race, be wrapped in the shroud of redeeming grace. The light of the world has come to those who can see that Jesus was crucified.